Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back with the next gift for the soul for you to hear about. Gifts for the Soul is a longstanding tradition on News for the Soul where we challenge you to get out of the mall and into your heart and really, really feel into what could be potentially a life-changing gift for the people you're buying for this holiday season or any holiday. And that's what we're doing. And we've done it for a long time. We stopped doing it for a little while and it's back and we're really excited because it's a very powerful thing. So next, it's another gift for the soul. We're talking to Nina Amir, and let's bring her on. This is another current News for the Soul radio host, Inspiration to Creation on Mondays on News for the Soul. Nina, welcome.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I'm super excited to talk about my gift for the soul, living a life that feeds your soul, becoming an inspired creator.
All right. So what is your gift for the soul?
Well, it is a membership in the Inspired Creator community. This is a community of people who want to transform themselves and their lives so that they live a life that feeds their soul and step into their power as creators. And, you know, what better gift could you give someone or give yourself than membership in a program that helps them be, do, and create what they really desire, what their soul came into the world to experience. And the Inspired Creator Community is an ongoing monthly membership. So I would just say to our listeners, if you know someone who wants or needs to step into their power as a creator and create, you know, experience a life that really feeds their soul to create that, that this is a gift for them. Or maybe it's a gift for the listener themselves. It's really for anyone stuck, unhappy, unfulfilled, disconnected, disconnected, restless, depressed, anxious, ill, overwhelmed, doing what they should rather than what they want, people-pleasing, doing what's expected of them, or you know, generally feeling challenged to feel happy, inspired, and able to manifest their desires and live up to their potential and fulfill their purpose. So, you know, to me this sounds like a real gift for the soul. So if our listeners hear themselves in this or sounds like someone they know and care about, then this is the gift of the soul that they need most, in my humble opinion.
It sounds like it could apply to anybody just about these days. So what is the focus of the community?
Well, in the Inspired Creator community, we focus on who you need to be to live a life that makes you happy, fulfilled, inspired, motivated, peaceful, and purposeful. It helps you realize your dreams. If you get out of your own way, meaning I want to help you reduce your unsupportive thoughts and behavior and habits, and that's our focus, to get you over your overthinking and fear so you can courageously move towards your dreams so you get unstuck. And that's really the focus. Let's get you unstuck. I want members to also to remember who they are, spiritual beings having a physical or human experience, and then focus on growing in both those arenas. Because when you focus on your personal and spiritual growth, everything changes. When you grow on the physical human plane, you allow yourself to get out of your own way and experience your spiritual nature. And when you grow spiritually, you allow yourself to step into your full power to create what you desire, but here and now.
So how are you defining what an inspired creator is?
Well, that's a good question. So to me, inspired creators are humans who are tapped into their spiritual nature and creating from a place of being in spirit, as Wayne Dyer used to like to say, or from soul alignment. I think we're all creators, and we create all the time, sometimes not what we want, though. And when you get out of your own way, you can access that inherent ability. You can tap into your soul and spirit's wisdom and nature and create intentionally and effectively. And in the process, of course, we change your circumstances. Transformation, which is long-lasting change, happens from the inside out. You change who you're being, your identity, and your habits, how you're thinking and behaving, and then you can have or create, I like to say, whatever you desire. So as you work on yourself, it becomes easier to do that and to open to the spiritual side of your nature. So you know, you're the only thing standing in your way of being the person you know you can be and want to be at your and at your essence. You know, your humanness, your mindset and habits are what stop you from creating what you desire. But you can manifest anything. We're creating all the time. We are creators. You can manifest anything if you realize that and make the changes in who you're being, what you think, do, believe, value. And then your outside world is going to change as you change from the inside. So basically, you can at that point, you can tap into your passion and your purpose and you get inspired. You can be in spirit, be soul aligned, and then you can intentionally create what you want, not what you don't want. You can be what I call an inspired creator.
Mm. So, yeah, we're always creating, like you say, so creating crap or what you actually want. Good point.
Exactly.
Yeah. What does it mean to live a life that feeds your soul in your definition?
Living a life that feeds your soul is all about daily accessing your freedom to be, do, and create what you want, what you desire, the things that make your heart and your soul sing. It's living life on your terms, no one else's. It's living a life that's soul aligned, that's spirit aligned. I don't know a better way to define it than that.
And you've had your struggles with that as well in the past, right?
Yeah. I did, Nicole. I thought I was stuck for too long a time. I'm an author and a coach, and I have a husband and kids and a lovely home. And I, you know, from the outside looking in, I seem to have my act together. I look like I'm living a life that feeds my soul. And I am most of the time now, but I'm still learning, and I share every single lesson I learned with the Inspired Creator Community members so they can avoid some of the challenges I had. And if we travel back in time just about 4 years, I was not living a life that fed my soul at all. Instead, I was living up to other people's expectations. I was remaining committed to habits and beliefs that didn't serve me. I was blaming others, finding excuses for why I was so stuck personally and professionally, and ignoring the messages from my soul and my spiritual guidance system. And as a result, I had a failing marriage. I had health issues and a stalled career as an author and a coach. And I was pretty miserable. And that's when I decided I couldn't continue living that way. Not if I wanted to be happy, prosperous, healthy, reach my potential, fulfill my purpose, experience love and intimacy, and create my dreams. And so I did what I'm suggesting that others do here is I joined a membership coaching program similar to the Inspired Creator Community. I knew I needed a coach because, yes, coaches also need coaching. I needed help seeing my blind spots and changing how I was showing up in the world, who I was being, what I was doing, what I was creating. And that made all the difference. It changed everything. And so I continue today to listen to my soul and feed it a diet that helps it thrive. And little by little, I'm reaping the results of those changes, Nicole.
Yeah, everybody needs help. That's why we're here. If we could do it all ourselves, we wouldn't need to be together. So that's a good thing. Can you give us some examples of some of the changes your members are experiencing?
Yeah, I can. I'm happy to do that. I have one member who, she has a job that's all of service, but she knew she could do more. And after some time as a member, she actually quit her job because it was eating up her time and energy. She really wanted to travel and to get her coaching business off the ground. And that's exactly what she did. She quit, and she traveled with her son for a while, and she joined a master's program, and she's developing her coaching business now. And she's super happy and feels very free and powerful. I have another member who joined me back during the pandemic, and she was so overwhelmed. She's a physician. And now, yeah, she's living her best life. She's always telling me how happy she is because she's working less hours. She has more time for her friends and family and to pursue her hobbies and her purpose. She's got something of her own in the medical profession, and she's all about getting the word out and the work she's doing. And she even stopped feeling like as an introvert, this wasn't what she could do. And now she's all about being visible and getting this message out there and making a difference. It's just so beautiful to see. And I can think of one other person who was really struggling to be a writer. And through our work together, he got out of his own way and developed a habit of writing. He wrote his book, and he's now getting ready to publish it. And I remember when he wouldn't even commit to 5 minutes of writing a day or more than that, because he said he'd never been able to do that before, and so why would he commit to it? But he became super self-integral and kept his promises, and here he is just about to become an author. And, you know, their stories and my story can be the stories of our listeners, too, or that of their loved ones. And, you know, I would just ask them to imagine what their life would be like if that were true, if they were having the same kind of transformation, and what kind of a gift that would be.
Lovely. So can you give us more details, like how it all works?
Yeah, I can. So the Inspired Creator Community, as I said, offers both personal and spiritual growth coaching and training to those who want to fulfill their potential and live lives with soul alignment and tap into their power as creators. The program I bring to the table my expertise as a certified high-performance coach and an intuitive transformational catalyst. The coaching is all about helping people step into being who they know they can be, know they want to be, so they can fulfill their potential and purpose and be a creator. So the actual details, the Inspired Creator Community offers live coaching 3 times per month with me, not with some other coach, as well as recorded spiritual trainings to help members step into their power as inspired creators and create that life that they want that feeds their soul. Everything's been recorded. Every session is recorded, so you can access several years' worth of content as well as take part in live coaching and access new trainings every month. If you miss something, you can always get the recording. And we have a Facebook group where you can ask questions. The trainings, so people often ask, okay, you know, so we have coaching, you know, transformational coaching, but what about the trainings? So they cover topics like how to live a life that feeds your soul, obviously, how to get inspired, results. I offer my Kabbalistic conscious creation process. There are trainings on staying inspired, the law of reciprocity, how to be a creator, how to manage your energy, accessing spiritual guidance, the magic of crystals, how to create your dream life, human design, and, oh, my God, so much more. Some of these trainings are just me offering my knowledge, and others are conversations with well-respected experts. I take a holistic strategy that addresses both the spiritual and human nature that we all have. And, those are the details.
So what can members expect as far as results then?
Well, with that combination of personal and spiritual growth or transformational coaching, the members can expect to develop habits that support changing their circumstances, thoughts and beliefs that help you feel and act differently, courage to show up authentically, the ability to act boldly to follow inspiration and passion, the awareness to take responsibility for yourself and your life, the ability to choose what you want and not what others think you should want, to set boundaries, the power to make decisions, your own decisions, rather than letting others decide for you. You develop the habit of finding, you know, following the guidance of your soul, not outside guidance. Obviously, strategies for getting unstuck and ways to create your soul-aligned desires.
Beautiful. How do the listeners know if this is the gift for them or someone they love?
I would tell them to answer these 2 questions. How much longer do you or your loved ones want to wait to step into your power as creators, to move your human nature out of the way so you can experience your spiritual nature? And where will you or they be in 6 months or a year if nothing changes? Or what about, you know, in 2 or 3 years? So basically, if you want to transform now, not later, and that's not where you want to be as time passes, or if your loved one wants to transform now, wants to make changes for the future, then the Inspired Creator Community is the right soul gift for our listeners or for their loved ones.
So most important question, how do they join?
They join by going to ninaamir.com/join ICC. ICC stands for Inspired Creator Community. That's all there is to it. Just go to ninaamir.com/joinICC and become a member. Or create a membership for someone you know.
I know we've got you all linked up at newsforthesoul.com, but let's get you to spell that out slowly because it's hard to catch on the radio.
It's ninaamir.com. So that's ninaamir.com/joinICC.
Perfect. Wow. So bottom line, what if you think someone finds it odd to purchase a membership as a gift?
Yeah, I thought about that. You know, most people are giving away a book or a course or something like that. So it can be an odd gift because it requires ongoing monthly investments, right? I see it this way. It's the gift that keeps on giving in a good way. You're giving someone the opportunity to change themselves and their circumstances. And you can purchase a six-month membership rather than an ongoing membership for someone, or consider it a gift to yourself, or ask your friends and family to contribute to your transformation to, you know, give you a meaningful gift, because I think it's one of the more meaningful gifts I can think of. And why not? You know, this is kind of the perfect time to do that for yourself.
Well, that is the theme of Gifts for the Soul, is finding meaningful, life-changing, potentially life-changing gifts. And this indeed qualifies on there. So I thank you for bringing that forward, Nina. This is good stuff. We do have Nina Amir all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. And we'll get you to give out your website one more time.
ninaamir.com/joinICC. And if you can't remember all that, just go to ninaamir.com, ninaamir.com, and you'll be able to find it. But the full address is ninaamir.com/joinICC.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Nina, for being a part of the Gifts for the Soul program this year. Really appreciate it, and all the best to you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, and happy holidays to everyone.
We're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time to tell you about another Gift for the Soul. Gift for the Soul series is a long-standing tradition at News for the Soul, where we challenge you to get out of the mall, into the heart, and give gifts that are potentially truly life-saving. Next, we have another one of our current Kathy Vigneault Davis. Let's bring her on and find out what her gift is. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Nicole.
So what is your gift for the soul?
My gift for the soul of humanity is to assist as many people as I can in raising their vibrational frequencies so they're able to realize that they have unlimited, powerful gifts and they're divine beings. And that's necessary as we create our new earth.
It is indeed. If you've ever heard Kathy's show, she does a very good job of articulating where we are in our journey here as things evolve. So how does your gift work, and how do you help people do that, Kathy?
Well, there's several services I offer. One of the most important is spirit crossing. This frees one from attachments of family members, and sometimes I found out it's close friends, that passed but didn't cross over. And through years of doing this, I discovered that people carrying addictions and pain and mental and physical illnesses, this can be caused by dark energy that uses these deceased family members as a conduit. And this dark energy travels through them and attaches to the chakras of the relatives that are left on Earth and literally feeds on their energy. And I know this sounds foreign to many, but there are high and low vibrational beings that exist and affect us in many, many ways that most are unaware of.
Wow. And what else are you providing for people?
Also field work is to reactivate the 10 strands of DNA. These were short-circuited in humanity thousands of years ago. The two strands that we have only affected the physical body. The remaining 10 strands that scientists are calling junk, which is obviously not true, affect the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Thus, we're able to expand and raise our frequencies with ease, much greater ease, after the DNA strands are reactivated. And this affects each one of the 30 trillion cells within the body and brings the body back into a lifelong state of balance, alignment, and harmony.
What kind of transformations have you seen in people receiving these transformations?
Well, one 50-year-old man I worked with, when he was 4 years old, he witnessed his 2-year-old brother run into the road and get killed by a truck right there in front of him. And all for years, he carried great pain in his right shoulder. He couldn't do various activities, couldn't sleep on his right side. And I wasn't aware of all of the details. But I did a full shamanic Reiki session on him. And when he left, I was able to get his baby brother to cross into the light. So later on, his wife emailed me and told me he went to sleep that night about 4 p.m. and slept all night. The next time I saw this gentleman, he began doing push-ups on my office floor. And I was not quite understanding, but what had happened was his brother's crossings lifted the shoulder pain that he had carried for 45 years. And it changed he could do so many more things after the fact.
Wow. Are there other ways that you help people transform the energies?
Well, definitely, obviously, my shamanic Reiki sessions. I spend a lot of, when I do work with clients, I spend a lot of time counseling them. I do have a master's in education and a very strong strength in counseling. I focus on stressing how important it is for them to love themselves and accept themselves first, to put themselves above everything so they can heal. And I spend a lot of time listening to them, reflecting what I hear, validating them in what they share. And with their issues and concerns, I try as often as I can to offer a new perspective on issues that they've shared with me so that they can view them in a different way and hopefully learn that there were lessons embedded in this. And I give them hope and I encourage them in their healing process. I don't just see a client once. I am actively available for them after the fact. And I do offer guidance, lifestyle changes. I teach them techniques that they can use to support their own healing. And I'm hoping also that my monthly broadcasts are offering inspiration and hope to many people I never meet personally. And I trust it's helping to raise their vibrational frequency.
So how would somebody listening right now know if this is a perfect gift for the soul for them or someone they know?
It's a perfect gift for everyone. I have not met a person who A, has DNA strands attached, who doesn't have spirit attachments, who doesn't struggle in some way or another that their life is not flowing. And this is any age, this is any either gender. It affects everyone. So the healing, I've men and women, young people. I've also worked with some young people. The youngest that I worked for a long time with was a 17-year-old. So there is no person. We all need healing, and most especially through this time.
So how do people access and choose which gift and service to do with you?
Well, my website, Reiki Empowers Healing, has a great deal of information there. And after they read through with also what I've just shared, I always recommend the spirit crossing and the DNA right up front. After that, pretty much my Reiki sessions include a number of shamanic practices. So it's not, they don't have to pick from a big menu. I offer them what they need at the time and what they share, and intuitively the work flows through me. And then they set up and contact me by email, and then we set up an appointment for an initial consult.
Do you have a free introduction call or something that you do?
Absolutely. If they want to call and ask questions ahead of time, I'm open to that. I tend to give potential clients a lot of my time, and I don't have a problem with that because this is new for many people, and I want to educate as many people as possible.
Beautiful. Okay, well, let people know how they can reach you then.
They can go to my website, ReikiEmpowersHealing.com, and it's R-E-I-K-I, Empowers, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, P-O-W-E-R-S, Healing.com, ReikiEmpowersHealing.com. And my email, my information is right there, readily available, and the services are available. And I would like to share one story at the end before we close.
Okay, let's do it.
There's one person that came to mind that I saw an incredible transformation. It was a young woman who had just started college. Her parents had been long divorced, and she lived primarily with one parent and a step-parent. Her other parent had died within months of me meeting her. When I met her, she was just recovering from some serious physical issues that she had been hospitalized for. And along with that, her parent was dealing with very erratic behavior. She was demonstrating emotional outbursts, which were violent at times. Unfortunately, I also bore witness to some of this. And there's a lot of irrational behavior. She had a great deal of fear about everything, was very angry, and could barely cope. No interest in going out, didn't spend time with friends. And I was informed that all this began after the death of her parent. Well, after I crossed this parent, her emotional health improved dramatically. She slowly recovered from her physical issues. And I did see her for several months following that for shamanic Reiki sessions and counseling, because her physical body needed to rebuild itself, and she wanted support and energetic healing to cope with the trauma that she had gone through. And within the year, she made so many lifestyle changes. She took Reiki classes, explored other healing practices, changed her eating habits, began meditating, was listening to things, sharing things that she was tuning into. And then the last I heard, I haven't talked to her in quite a while, the last I heard, she was working with the elderly and had met a wonderful young man. So it changed everything.
Wow. That's amazing. Let's give out your contact info one more time.
Okay. It's Reiki Empowers Healing. Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, Empowers, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-S, healing.com. And I can also be found on newsforthesoul.com, I believe. And, yeah.
Yes,
and
you
I
can.
Welcome anybody who has questions to ask. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for being here and being one of our gifts for the soul. For those listening, this gift for the soul and all the gifts for the soul can be found at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You have created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like... the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of the Coleman. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
All right. It's time to introduce you to the next gift for the soul in the 2023 program, and we went all the way around to the other side of the planet to bring this one to you. We're meeting Susanna, and well, first of all, welcome aboard, Susanna. Welcome to News for the Soul.
Thank you, Nicole. It's so good to be here.
So I'm super excited to talk to you today. What is your gift for the soul?
My gift is my book. It's called Your Two Minds, Using Your Mind to Transform Your Life.
Ooh. So how does your book change your mind and change your life?
Sure. So every single chapter is designed to help you achieve more of your full potential, help you get into spirit, help you understand the truth of who you are, help you understand how to use your mind to have the life that you dream of.
When did your book come out?
So my book first came out back in 2018. However, we had a second edition. We added some things to it, and it came out again back in 2020, the second edition. It was inspired by a meeting that I had with my late mentor and very dear friend, Bob Proctor, which was September 2018. 2017.
So how did he inspire your book, and how did you go about putting this together? What was your approach?
So I've been working with Bob. Well, when he was alive, I was working with him as one of his top consultants, and I was in a room in Toronto. Clearly remember the moment, and I've been following Bob's work for many years of my life, and I was in the front seat, and he said something absolutely profound, and it resonated with every single cell of my body. It woke every single cell. It was like it was directed to me, to my soul. He said, Nicole, so you've got to open up to this because it's really profound. He said, did you know that if you did not exist, the entire universe would be out of alignment. And that shook me up. Yeah. That shook me up. So if we did not exist, if our soul print did not exist, which is impossible for it not to exist, the entire universe would not function. And when I heard that, every single cell opened up, and I realized I had been playing small all of my life. Even though I had big dreams, even though I wanted to write a book to help people break through and realize who they were, I was playing small, and that moment changed my life. And the book was written in Canada, although I am Australian. The first manuscript was written there, and I came back and got to it and produced a book with, every chapter is very different. It's not a book that follows from one to the other. It's a book that has everything in it, starting from the end of your life. the first chapter is a bit challenging on purpose. It makes you focus on your last day and looking back on your last day. If you were living your life the way you've been living it, how would you feel? What are the things that you haven't done that you would regret? What if you started to realize that without you, the whole universe would be out of alignment? How differently would you be living your life right now, in this moment?
Wow. I can feel the depth and the, you know, the heart in there. That's amazing. Done some of those exercises where you do the end of life first view and like at life programs, and it's so transformative. So is it kind of like a manual, like a how to get in your power, and because we're so programmed to play small, you know, we've all been programmed to stay in our little box.
Absolutely. We have all been programmed, haven't we? We're living unconsciously. It is a bit of a manual, and I recommend that everybody start with the first chapter because that is the most important. In Western culture, we are so afraid of talking about death, but it's the only thing that's guaranteed in life, right? You know, and I believe it's one of the most, like you said, Nicole, you know, it's one of the most powerful exercises to do in your life. Otherwise, we can fall into the unconscious state, which we all are in, and we take this beautiful, precious, incredible thing called life for granted, and we take ourselves for granted. But after you've done that chapter, there's a whole lot of information in there about anxiety and depression, how to break through those times, about having your dream, about working with other people. And the second part of the book is really a tribute to my grandmother, who, even though she was a very simple person, she was way beyond her years. She was preaching, living the modern day new age teachings in her own life, you know, with gratitude, with abundance, joy, having love in her life. So it's really a book that you can take with you. It's not very thick, anywhere you want to be, anywhere you go, and look at where you're at and delve into it according to where you're at and where you want to go, provided that you've done the first chapter, which can be the most challenging for some people.
Yes, to fully embrace that level of work and doing it full on, which is invaluable, I'm sure. So is this for people that are new on the awakening scale or all over the different places of, you know, wherever people may be at? Who is this for?
Yeah, I would say really anyone. So if you're new, it is a great book to get into. For new people, though, a profound statement like, if you did not exist, the whole universe would be out of alignment. Like, you know, your mind, your physical brain doesn't, it finds it hard to understand that. So there is a level of depth in this book too. And I know with my clients, they read it and reread it and reread it, you know, years after they've worked with me, and I get messages from them saying, oh, I've just gone back to your book and I understand this chapter even deeper now. So it is for anybody that is wanting to tap into the understanding of themselves and understanding what lies within, and from within us, we can have anything on the external. It all starts from within. So yes, for beginners, but also for people that have been on this journey for a while.
Yes, well, I mean, you mentioned Bob Proctor earlier, and I know I've worked with him off and on over the years, and just kind of, you know, I'd always kind of come in from, okay, I'm at this place now, and I'd be on, have that focus and do everything relative to that point. So it sounds very similar. Do you have stories from listeners who had changed specific things as a result of reading this book and doing this work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had a message from a client that was doing one of my programs 2 years ago, and in October, it was early October, I received a message, a long voice message from her. She couldn't be grateful enough for the book. She just said it helped her. So her life transformed after working with me for 12 months. And then with the gap, she just kept going back to my book and has now taken off in her business, like has had a quantum leap in her business. She has started an online marketing company. And as a result of applying some of the work in the book, she has, you know, experienced a quantum leap in her business. I had another client that came to see me to actually get her business going, and read my book and met her soulmate. These are two different, really different, you know, areas of your life that you want to manifest in. And another person, a young woman in her 20s that, you know, read my book and said it helped her start to overcome some of her anxiety. She's had issues with social anxiety and has been at home for over a year, not wanting to socialize. And after reading my book, it started to help her overcome that. Now, I don't recommend you just read my book if you're experiencing, you know, clinical depression and anxiety. You know, work with a professional to move through those things. But anybody that is wanting to really understand how to tap into the internal part, and I work from spiritual, intellectual, and then physical. We are so focused on the physical, but that's not where it's at. That's not where our power is. Even Einstein, our greatest intellect, you know, said that intuition and imagination are the most powerful things, way more powerful than the intellect. So I work from a spiritual, intellectual, and physical. Physical being the very last component. That's what when we see our reality in the physical. And it's for anybody, Nicole, that is wanting to move ahead and achieve that big goal, that wants to understand themselves even deeper on a spiritual level, and that wants just a book that's there that they can pick up and say, okay, well, you know, I want to go a little bit deeper into, you know, gratitude, or I'm confused about this issue. I have two voices in my mind, you know. How to overcome this confusion. There's a chapter in there about the two voices in your mind about how to make a decision when you are a little bit confused. So
for people listening out there who may or may not be aware that they're playing small in some area of their life, what's the most important advice you can give them today?
Yeah, sure. The most important thing I suggest is really slowing down your mind and what you ever thought you were and connecting with your heart. The very first step, close the door. Don't let anyone in. Don't let anyone know that you're even doing this because they've got their own paradigms. Connect with your heart. Listen to your heart and start writing a list of the things that your heart would love for you to have as the very first step. That, at the very least, will inspire you. But also, when you start to understand your marvelous, marvelous mind and the power you have, it's the greatest tool for success that ever existed. When you start to understand your mind, it needs clarity of where you want to go. And once it finds clarity and this starts to become your norm, you visit this list, you visit the thing that you want every single day, your mind will start to take you there. So that's the starting piece of advice that I'd love to give everybody.
Love it. As soon as you started talking about the first chapter, I could feel the deep level of heart in this book. I'm really excited to read it myself. Have we talked about what it's called? What is the book called?
It's called Your Two Minds. Your Two Minds, Using Your Mind to Transform Your Life.
Mm. Beautiful. I love this so much. How do people find your book and purchase it as a gift?
Absolutely. So I've sent the link to the Amazon page, but you can also get it from my website, Your Two Minds, and it's the digit two. So the digit2minds.com. You can also get the free first chapter on my website. So your2minds.com.
Beautiful. This is an absolutely inspired gift for the soul. I'm so glad that you're part of the program this year, Susanna, and it's been great to get to know you today.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm absolutely honored to be on your program. You know that I sent you an email of how much I love your work and the work that you're doing for the world. You are creating change in this beautiful world. So thank you for having me on.
Well, I hope it's not the last time we talk to you. Keep in touch. Keep us in the loop. And everyone listening, enjoy that book. Send it to anyone who's got any goals. And, you know, we all know someone who's playing smaller than they should. So there's an excellent stocking stuffer idea right there. All right, Susanna, be well and have a great, wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. And you too, Nicole. Bye-bye.
Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Here we go. Our next gift for the soul 2023 comes to us from another familiar face in the News for the Soul broadcasting family. Michaela is here. And welcome, Michaela. What is your gift for the soul?
Well, thank you for having me. Well, my gift for the soul is a mini bioresonance plus energy healing scan and release session.
Ooh. So what is that?
Well, this is kind of along the lines of the way that I like to work. People that have heard me, they know how I'm constantly preaching about body, mind, and spirit and the connection between emotions and physical and all of that kind of stuff. So basically, this gift is an opportunity for people to learn just how their emotions are connected to their physical health. So it starts with a bioresonance scan that is actually done using our voice. So it's like the frequency of our voice kind of tells us what's going on inside of our bodies and, you know, what the top emotional states we're dealing with at the time. But since everything is energy and frequency and resonance, this information can also tell us what's going on in the body on the physical side of things and help us connect the dots between what the emotional factors are that are contributing to our health issues at the time.
It's a recording of a voice signature, and you get information from that?
Yes, yes. So what it does is, with this session, what I do is I basically take a 10-second snippet of a person's voice, and it gets fed into technology that basically breaks down the frequencies of the voice. It looks for vibrations that are out of balance. What a lot of people don't realize is that whatever's going on inside of us comes out in our voice. So that's the reason why when we're sick, our voice changes, or when we're upset, our voice changes. So since everything is frequency and everything in our body, our organs, our glands, our blood, everything has its own frequency as well, that all contributes to the vibration that comes out in the tones of our voice. So I use technology that is going to, like, decipher that, and then it spits out, you know, quite a bit of information about, you know, what emotional states are currently factors right now, what organs in the body are showing having an imbalanced frequency, and a number of other things. And then in the session, I take that information, and since it's like kind of like a mini release session, I also will help a person release a few things that are part of their emotional signature at the time that will help them to balance those emotional states at that moment to help get their bodies get back to some sort of balance or homeostasis. Now, obviously, no. I can't address everything, but that's why it's a mini session.
Wow, that's incredible. So what kinds of things, you mentioned organs in the body and stuff that being out of balance, what kinds of things does this vocal scan find for you?
Oh my gosh, it can find all kinds of things. So what it does is it looks for frequencies that are out of balance. And so this is educational, not diagnostic. So it's not like, okay, you know, you go to the doctor and you have a test and they look for specific things. That's chemistry. We're looking at energy. So we can see things that, based on the vibrations, we can see things that are currently out of balance, that are moving towards being out of balance, or stuff that, you know, it's possibly, you know, it picks up inflammation, it picks up chronic issues. So it looks at, it can pick up things not only in organs, but also like vital that comes out of the blood. So it can also pick up things like intolerances, like food intolerances, like if you're currently having some issues with some foods, it can pick up stuff like that. It can pick up, you know, things that are going in the liver where, you know, you're possibly not detoxifying properly, which actually is one of the big things. I get a lot of clients that come my way. One of the things that I deal with a lot is chronic inflammation. I've preached about this a lot because a lot of people don't realize that inflammation is at play when they have physical issues. But one of the organs that is generally involved in that is the liver in particular. And one of the emotions that particularly affects the liver is anger. And so that's kind of where this can kind of help connect the dots for people as well. Because if you're dealing with some anger stuff, it could potentially, you know, imbalance your liver. And then if your liver is not doing what it's supposed to do, since it's one of the major detox organs, things can get backed up, and then you don't detox properly, which could potentially lead to, you know, leaky gut. And so the scan will actually pick up little nuances like that of where down the line is being affected by the emotions and how it's affecting the organ, and then how the organ is producing other types of symptoms. So it's kind of like this connected dot kind of thing.
Wow. How long have you been using this audio scanner system, and what's some of the most amazing things you found with it?
Oh, let's see. I've been in energy stuff for a really long time, but I've recently have started doing the voice scanning within the last year. It was something that I came across that I just found fascinating, and so I started studying it, and then I eventually incorporated it into all parts of my my business and the way I work with my clients, because it gives so much information, and it helps me to be able to more efficiently help people. Previously, I would do, you know, my own little energetic scans, you know, where I would muscle test, you know, each individual organ and things like that to get the information I need. But now with the scan and being able to just use a little piece of your voice to get that information, it just helps me to be able to jump in a little bit, you know, quicker and be able to help clients more efficiently, because I don't have to spend as much time going through and checking everything. So it gives me, you know, the information I need to establish the priorities that needs to be addressed at that particular time. And it also kind of gives, since it's a snapshot, it also gives me like a little bit of information on what could potentially be coming down the line too, so we can be very proactive at addressing things before they get totally out of balance. So I've been using that particular part of this for about a year now, so it's been an amazing tool. So I really enjoy using it, and my clients have enjoyed getting the information out of it because it helps them connect their own dots too. So the technology that I use now, the gift that I'm doing, it's kind of like the beginning, so you kind of get like a little bit of information, but you can go even deeper, because we can also look at, you know, like I said, inflammation and chronic issues, and, you know, and look at, you know, if there are lifestyle issues that needs to be changed in order to balance something out. And so there's just a wealth of information there that can be used to help someone just get themselves to a better place in their health.
Sounds amazing. How does the release piece work?
Well, the release piece, I am a multimodality person. I'm always upfront about that. I'm not like married to one modality or another. But I do energy release work, and I use different modalities. The main modalities that I use is the emotion code, body code, and now the belief code. And it's basically like looking for trapped emotion and trapped energies in the body that are causing imbalances. And those trapped energies can be anywhere from mental energies to nutritional energies, you know, where if you eat, you know, you're eating something that your body doesn't like, to misalignments and disconnections in the body, you know. So I look, I use those modalities to look for those energetic causes, and then I walk a client through, you know, releasing that trapped energy that is causing that imbalance in the body. Basically, you know, a little bit of education here. Disease is a collection of symptoms, and symptoms are caused by imbalances. I always say, everybody, I don't look at the disease. I just look at the symptomology, and I look for the imbalances that needs to be cleared that could potentially clear up the symptoms. So I'm looking for the things that are causing the imbalances, which most of the time is going to be some sort of energy in the body that is causing that imbalance, because it's changing your vibration. It's changing your frequency. So, like, if you think about, like, tuning forks, it's like if you have one fork and you tap it, if you start to move that fork close to another another tuning fork, that second tuning fork will start to vibrate at that same thing. So basically, if you have these energies that are not right for you, that, you know, are negative energies, or they're just, you know, just not in the right place for you, it will change your own energy, which will cause an imbalance. So the goal is to locate all of those negative energies or those ones that are just not quite right for you and release those and get them out of there so your body can move and vibrate at its true vibration where it's supposed to be.
So most important question of all, how do they purchase this gift?
Well, actually, the BioResin, the mini scan and release session, I'm actually giving that away for free so they can kind of get a little bit of information and see how it works. And then if they want to go deeper, obviously that's going to be available as well. And so they can actually sign up to get a free scan on my Calendly link, which is at calendly.com/MichaelaJonesMD/NFTS-mini-scan-release. I know it's a mouthful, but, you know.
Oh, my God. Send us the link.
I know. But you know what? If you don't remember that, they can just go to my website at livingnaturallyforlife.com and just send me an email, and I'll send them the link because I don't want anyone to miss out on this. So.
Perfect. Well, I think you're going to be busy this holiday season, and we will have this link posted right here by the audio once it's up on the Gifts for the Soul page on News for the Soul. Michaela, this is awesome, and I'm so grateful for you adding this gift into our program this year. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Well, thank you for having me, and happy holidays to you, too.
And we're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Black Friday deals are on at Freedom Mobile. Get a nationwide unlimited plan on our growing 5G network for just $34 a month for 24 months when you bring your own phone. So it's more like Black Friday. Conditions apply. Details at freedommobile.ca.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And it's time to find out about our next gift for the soul. This one comes via someone you should be very familiar with if you've been listening to News for the Soul for any length of time, the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee, who's been with us for many years. Welcome back on, and tell us about what your gift is, Deborah.
Well, thank you very much, and season's greetings to all. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee, and I've carried the name of Psychic Love Doctor since, 2000 and actually 1997, now that I think back. What I'm offering, well, first of all, I want to explain a little tiny bit about what I do for those who haven't really seen the show or aren't familiar with this method. My grandmother taught me over 30 years ago how to read ordinary playing cards using a method that she called personal prophecy. Now, what makes this method so incredibly unique and dynamic is we're able to perceive the future and at the same time utilize two tools of choice and change, which are extremely instrumental in helping us to create our own reality. So in effect, we can improve the future before we've even gotten there. And I love that. I mean, so many people are taking advantage of this insight of the perception and the messages that are received through the deck of ordinary playing cards and this particular method. So what I am offering as a gift is basically your general offer of buy one, get one free. If you buy a reading, and you can go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, to arrange that, you will also get a free one, which you can offer to somebody else, use as a gift for the holidays, or you can keep it for yourself and use it any time in the future. If you would like, we will also put a very lovely gift certificate into snail mail for you. We'll address it. We'll make sure it has proper postage, and we will send it anywhere in the world that you would like to have it sent as a gift from you. Also, I'm offering my free beginner's personal prophecy card reading method to anybody who would like to ask for it. So it's a wonderful way for you to get a good taste of the method. And if you do decide to go on, I can take you all the way to credentialed practitioner, as I'm the only living expert of this method. So with that said, I hope that we're going to hear from a lot of folks.
Love it. You know, we've been the fly on the wall listening to your readings for a number of years, many years on News for the Soul, and lines are always packed. What kind of things can people get readings about?
Well, don't let the word love in the title of Psychic Love Doctor dissuade anyone to think it's only about love. It is not. We also can cover an entire spectrum from career insights, help with dating, which of course is basically attached to love, dating. There's help with coworkers, friends, neighbors, family is a big one. We're able to, in a sense, pull a little zipper in the top of someone's head and peek in to see what's got them, you know, what makes them click, what's really happening, how do they really feel about you. And wow, this insight in many cases has become invaluable. So yes, the readings, I've even done readings for animals, and not just while they were living, after they've passed. It's amazing the spirit information that you can get from a deceased animal, if from the spirit world. So yeah, we cover just about everything.
Beautiful. Well, I'm glad we clarified that. So how can they reach you to purchase the gift?
Well, come to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and on the top menu, you'll see it says Reading Store. Simply go to the Reading Store, and you can select the one that is 30 minutes for $30, and then you'll also get one for free, and we'll discuss with you via email or messaging how you want to handle if this is going to be a gift or if you just want to keep them for yourself, and also about the personal prophecy card reading course, which comes with no strings attached. You could actually use the course in its entirety as a beginner, and amazingly, you could give readings just from that free course. Also, you can email me, Deborah, Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com, and I will get back to you, and we'll get your order processed.
Awesome. And we have Deborah all linked.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I want to stress that readings are always confidential. They are always done in private, these sessions. And they do amount to or include an amount of life coaching that goes along with this. So really has been very beneficial for myself and also helping others with this insight. So, yes.
And we've seen that on your show, too. A lot of people call in literally every week. It's amazing. So thank you so much, Deb, for bringing this gift forward and joining the program this year. I'm so happy to have you part of it. And happy holidays.
Well, and the very same to you and all the listeners out there. We just love having you and hope to hear from you. So thank you and Happy New Year.
That's Deborah Lee, the Psychic Love Doctor. We're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back to discover our next gift for the soul, another blast from the past, former News for the Soul host, Mary Mazur. Mary, what is your gift for the soul?
Oh, hello, Nicole. Thank you for having me. My gift for the soul is connection, love, and fun. That is my gift.
How do you wrap that?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, my gift is to help connect within my own self. I've done this within myself, and I help others to connect with their higher aspects of themselves, their divinity parts of them. Even their higher dimensional parts of them, people may call your higher self and even higher dimensions, and be able to open up your heart again. So I help people to leave their minds and to step into the heart. And then it's in the heart is where we get to have all the beautiful changes. And then we're meant to play here and have fun. So I help people, let's bring back our childlikeness back and playfulness, and doing it by healing the wounds we've had, by transforming limiting beliefs that we've created, by doing all kinds of amazing stuff. So, yeah.
So how do you facilitate the actual healing?
With that. So I use a tool called Psych-K. So I am a certified Psych-K instructor and a Psych-K facilitator. So what Psych-K offers is a way to work directly with the subconscious mind. And I'm able to work with people over Zoom or even on the phone, but typically through Zoom, where I'm able to connect into their higher self, their spirit part of them. And then their spirit part of them helps them navigate issues that are blocking them, frustrating them, limiting them, or you know, areas, right, where they have felt wounded or hurt. Things like that. And then they get to connect into their wisdom. So the Psych-K is an energy field of unconditional love that helps them feel safe enough to be able to actually come up with how would they rather things be, help lift them out of those dense, negative, harsh experiences or things that they are holding on to, and then release those, let those go, and then step into the positive. How do they want to be from their heart center? What's their heart's desires? They come up with what they do want, and they literally reprogram their subconscious mind within minutes and transform perceptions that they maybe didn't have before or now they'll be able to have, so that they can actually view the world from a whole viewpoint and their own selves from a bigger, wider viewpoint instead of being stuck in just a contracted, limited viewpoint. Mm-hmm.
Yes. For those listening who'd been with me over the years, you'll remember that you may have heard of Psych-K through Bruce Lipton, who was talking about the most effective ways to clear the negative stuff and limiting stuff out of the subconscious mind. And I've actually personally done sessions with Psych-K people, and they're amazing, literally life-changing in an hour. I mean, it's crazy. So what kind of things have you helped people with your Psych-K sessions, Mary?
Yeah, thank you for that. And it's whatever they're ready for to bring in. So I've helped women from like fourth stage cancer heal their bodies back to health, to people who have gone through, you know, rough let's say divorce is my in fact, even my sister, you can help friends and family and then also clients. So from going through rough, abusive, you know, marriages, things like that, where I've helped people step into their personal power and connect into be able to ground themselves again, center themselves again, and to be able to move more peacefully, divorce or even, you know, issues. A lot of people are going through even financial stressors, right? People that are under a lot of stress about scarcity, you know, survival, you know, suffering, pain, things like that. And the gift with Psyche is you get to be able to look at any of those issues and be able to pick the biggest one that's coming up for you. So I've helped people with each of these areas. And then they get to shift into how would they rather it be. So they're going to use whatever they're going through to help lift them up into expanding into being a new way, to basically learn the lessons from it, learn the purpose for why it was there, and then be able to rectify it. So, yeah, I've helped the woman that she had a lot of she had a previous partner that died, and you know, she was a single mom and went through a lot of emotional things through the COVID stuff. So she got very dizzy, couldn't even stand still well, and she had to wear glasses. Her whole vision, her left and right eyes wouldn't work very well together. And yeah, within a short time, within a few sessions with her, she's amazing. She couldn't drive anymore. She couldn't do a lot of things that limited her greatly. And when once she was able to connect into the purpose for why it was there, and then she got to the roots, that's what Psyche helps you with, she got to the source of why her body was creating all of this, and then she landed into becoming, feeling safe here, feeling centered, and allowing her masculine and feminine to work in unity with herself, and that's what her eyes were in conflict about, and it came back into harmony. So now she no longer wears glasses. She can drive and take her kids wherever she wants now, and she is opened up in so much more expansion. Her whole life has changed. So, yeah.
Wow. That's huge. So what are the logistics of this? I'm assuming you can do it anywhere in the world.
Yes, and I've had clients. I have clients all over the world. I have clients from Australia all the way through America. So the good thing with Zoom is that we can, depending on the time tables, we adjust our time to do that. So there's two things with Psyche. One, you can have a private session. So if you'd like to want the changes now, and that's what Psyche is here for, is for people that are ready for the changes. So if someone is still just complaining or wallowing or just mad about stuff and they're not ready to change yet, then Psyche is not for them. Once they get to a point where they're sick of that and they actually realize, wow, I got to change something, boom, then they might hear about Psyche. Because Psyche is all about a help assisting you when you're ready to make the change, because you're going to make that change within you. You're actually creating the issue that's outside of you, and most people don't think that they are doing that. They may not take that responsibility to realize that we actually are co-creating everything here in this world and in our lives, and that because if you're creating that stuff, you can actually create really good stuff too because of it. So with that, yes, a private session is great when people are ready for the changes right away, like the woman that wanted to be able to, you know, drive again and let go of having to wear glasses, things like that. And then she did come to one of my workshops. So you can start getting help with private sessions, which is super helpful. And then what I highly recommend is when those that are ready to actually have this tool for their own self to use it anytime they want is to come to a workshop. So the workshops are perfect because they get to work with themselves anytime. I use this several times a day for myself. It works very quickly and effectively and helps you shift your vibration and energy field back into your true essence again. So learning it is the best best cavity when you're ready for it, when you're ready for that self-responsibility to have it for yourself and to help others.
Mm-hmm. So how do people book a session with you?
Oh, thank you for that. So they'll need to go to my website, and my website is igniteandhealyourlife.com. So that's igniteandhealyourlife, L-I-F-E.com. And they can click contact us. If they want to send me an email, if they have questions about it, I can offer a link for them if they want just 15 minutes where they want to at least test it out, see if this might work for them, that as a gift. And then on my website, they can actually book a full session if they're ready for the changes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Let's give out your website again.
Sure. Ignite and heal your life.com. And I also am an instructor, so I have my workshops are on there too. I can talk about that a little bit if you want, about when they can come learn this too.
So what we want to do is we're going to put this link on newsforthesoul.com as well by the Gifts for the Soul page. You saw this interview, and got a couple minutes left. What is the most important thing that they need to know?
Oh, great question. That you can make the changes that you're ready for, that you have everything within you. You have the answers within you. You have the wisdom within you. You have the power within you. The whole point is that you can make changes that you your heart desires and that you would love to have. It's just a matter of you having the courage and the willingness to be willing to go make a change and to be willing to help yourself with some beautiful tools like Psyche that can greatly help you with making those changes.
All right, Mary, so grateful that you brought this gift into the program this year. I know that you do have to be ready to change because it works. That's why. So that's a good thing. It's amazing. Check Mary's link out there. Mary, have a great holiday season.
Oh, thank you. You too. I send my love always. Uh-huh.
All right, Mary, be well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.